Daf Yudalad Amud Beis. We'll begin Yudalad Amud Aleph, six lines from the bottom. Continuing on with the Yudches Gzeres. The next one in the sequence is Yadayim, hands. Stam Yadayim, hands that have not previously been washed. There was no Netilas Yadayim. The Rabbanan Regeiser that the hand should have a din of a sheni latuma. If it touches the truma, it passes the truma and makes the truma into a shlishi. So what is the reason? Why did the Rabbanan, why were they geyser that hands, if they did not have Netilas Yadayim previously, that they have a din of a sheni? Why should they passel the truma? The Yadayim, the Gemara says, Mipnei she Yadayim maskoni insane. Because hands, a person inadvertently will touch things, he'll touch places which aren't clean. It's a disgrace, it's a bizoyin for the truma, that the truma, which is kodesh, should be touched with hands which are not clean. So therefore, to ensure that that didn't happen, they were geyser that it'll passel the truma, therefore ensuring that the hands will be washed previously. Rashi brings on another shita that says it's because of touching truma, which Rashi rejects. Other Rishonim do learn that way, but Rashi learns the pshat is that because the hands are asconius, they inadvertently will touch places that are not clean on the body or other places that are not clean, and it's a bizoyin, it's a disgrace for the truma to come into contact with hands that are not clean. So therefore, to ensure that that didn't happen, the Rabbanan Regeiser that you have to wash your hands previously prior to touching the truma. Tana after Yadayim Mabos Machma Sefer Paisel Set Truma. An additional gzeir was that the Yadayim that Boz Machma Sefer, if hands touched a Sefer Torah, or as Taisa says, not only a Sefer Torah, but other Kisvei Kodesh, those hands become now Tomei. They have a din of a Sheni, and they will pass all the Truma. The Gemara will ask shortly, all hands have a din of a sheni. Why doth the hands which touch the kisvei kodesh? So that we'll see shortly. So hands that touch sifri kodesh. Why is that? Why were the guys are tumor for that? Mishum de raparnach, because of the reason of raparnach. Tam raparnach amar v'yaychanem. Ha'aychas sefer Torah arum. If a person touches a sefer Torah without arum, without having a covering, it's not covered. So the Sefer Torah is not covered, nikver arm. He is nikver arm. He's buried without clothing, without shrouds. In fact, our arm is like a daitach. Should we be mevazah the mess and not have him buried nikver with clothing? Elam Rav Zera arm below mitzvahs. He's buried without mitzvahs. It's considered like he didn't do any mitzvahs. Frankly, Gemara below mitzvahs, Salkadaila, he didn't do any mitzvahs. This cancels out all the mitzvahs he did in his whole life. Elam arm below oisam mitzvah. He's arm below oisam mitzvah. Without this mitzvah. He's arm without this mitzvah. Without the mitzvah, as Taisa says, if he was learning from the Sefer Torah and he touched the Sefer Torah, then that learning, that mitzvah learning, is canceled out. Or if he does Galila or Agbah and he touches that particular mitzvah, is canceled out. So therefore, in order to ensure that the person did not touch the Kisvei Kodesh, in order that he didn't touch the, that he doesn't touch the Kisvei Kodesh with hands, directly with his hands, they were geyser that if he did, his hands should become tomei, and his hands should be a sheni, and they should be now pasul the truma. That's the reason that they were geyser this additional tuma for hands that touched a sefer. So, Frank the Gemara, which takana? We have two takanas here. We have stam yadayim, and we have yadayim that touch the sefer. So, Frank the Gemara, hi, gozav ereshit. Which gzera came first? We have a gzera of stam yadayim, and we have a gzera of hands that touch the Kisvei Kodesh. So hi goes of Beresha. Ilema ha goes of Beresha. If you're going to say that they were geyser on stam yadayim first, that all hands have a din, generally speaking, without Netilas Yadayim, hands have a din of a sheni l'tumah. So how could that be? Kevan the ha goes of Beresha. If they were already geyser on all hands, that stam yadayim have a din of tumah. So came the ha Beresha. How sulamali? What do I need this additional gzera if he touched the sefer? If he touched Kisvei Kodesh? If his all hands are a Tomei, even if he didn't touch a Sefer, it's Tomei. So what's being added by what's being added to say that if he touches the sefer, then his hands become tummy. They're tummy anyway. Rectasis, well, perhaps it's no, to cover a situation, stam yadayim are tome if you didn't do netilas yadayim. But if he did netilas yadayim, and then he's allowed to eat the truma. So perhaps the case is, what's being added over here is, if he did netilas yadayim, and immediately after netilas yadayim he touched the sefer, now his hands would become tome again. Without this additional gzera, you would say, stam yadayim are tome, yes, but he washed his hands. Now he can eat truma. But if he touched the sefer immediately without any hesach hadas, then without this additional gzera, it would be torah. Now it's tome. Tosfos says for that unusual case, there would not be gozer the gzera for that unusual case. That hands he washed, and without any hesach hadas, immediately he touched the kisvei kodesh. So therefore, can't be that the gzera of stam yadayim was first. So ela hachzera hachgazah bereishis. Elamai, it must be that the gzera of a sefer was first. The first geyser that the hands that touched the sefer are tummy. So that a person should not be mevaza the kisvei kodesh and touch it with hands directly. And then after a later time, there were geyser on stam yadayim, even if it didn't touch kisvei kodesh, stam yadayim, all hands without netilas yadayim are tummy. The next in the sequence is utful yaim. A person utful yaim, if he touches truma, he makes a truma and shlichi, he passes a truma. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? Utful yaim deraisa, utful yaim is min ha-tayra. Again, utful yaim, like we discussed before, a person who was tomei. So for instance, he touched the sheretz, so he's tomei. He went to the mikveh that day. So once he goes to the mikveh, even the same day, he goes to the mikveh, it removes part of the truma. It reduces the tumah, but he's not Torah completely. He's called a tful yom. Until nightfall, he still would not be allowed to eat truma, and he would touch it, he would pass it. That's min ha-tairah. Tful yom deraisu d'chsiv v'bo ha-shemesh v'tar. It's v'bo ha-shemesh, at the nighttime, that's when he's Torah. Only in the nighttime can he eat or touch truma. During the daytime, when he's considered a tful yom, it's also min ha-tayra, where it says in a chanami. That's not one of the yurchas. There is some mikan tful yayim. That's not one of the yurchas. Remove that from the list. Taisa says, remove it from the list of yurchas gzeras, but not from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is discussing the things, all of the items that would make truma into a shlishi. This is one of the things that would make, one of the cases that would make truma into a shlishi, but tful yayim touches the truma, it passels it. So it's not removing it from the Mishnah, but remove it from the list of Yudchel's dollar. So the next on the list are foods that came into contact with liquids. If that food then came into contact with the truma, it passels it. What type of liquid did that food come into contact with? If it's a liquid that came into contact with the sheretz, and then that liquid touched a food, and then that food touched the truma, so that's deraisa ninu. That's not one of the yurchas gzeras, that's a deraisa. Dichsi v'chol mashka asher yishosa, any liquid that could be drunk, that any liquid, then it becomes tome. Now the context of the pasuk is talking about liquids that are in kli cheres, but we learn out from there, we derive from a kal v'chomer, it's talking about a sheretz as well. So that's a deraisa. If the liquid came into contact with the sheretz is an avatuma. The liquid become a rishon. A food that touched that liquid would be a sheni. It would pass all the truma. That's a deraisa, not one of the yurchas gzeres. Ela b'mashkim amboi machmas yadayim. Alamai, the mashka, what we're the gzer over here, is the mashka that came into contact with hands. Now, hands are midrabbanan only sheni. They made a further gzera that the hands, which are only midrabbanan sheni, liquids that came into contact to it, not only with a gezer atuma, but they were gezer atuma that the liquids become a rishon. So it's an added chumrah. Now, normally the sequence of Tumi is it goes down. Arishon to a Sheni to Shlishi. Now, hands on their own in and itself is exerted a Rabbanan. But further to that, added to that, it is even contrary, the Xera is even contrary to the normal sequence of Tumah. Instead of going down a level, we say that the liquid came into contact, even with a Sheni, becomes a Rishon. Now, therefore, the liquid is a Rishon. The food that touched the liquid is a Sheni. And if it touched the Truma, it comes, makes it a Shlishi. So they were very machmir on liquids in this case. Why were they so machmir? Because there were guys there for liquids, on the case of the liquids which came into contact with the sherets. If liquids came into contact with the sherets, midaraisa, it's a rishon. So therefore they were machmir, very machmir in the case of liquids, that any tumah that the liquids come into contact with have a din of a rishon, just like if it comes into contact with the sherets, so the kahanim should be very vigilant and very careful to ensure that the liquids did not come into contact with any tuma whatsoever, and certainly not a sherets. Certainly not an avatuma, which is a deraisa, which would make it a rishon deraisa. Rashi points out, why were they so machmer on liquids and not on foods? Why not say the same thing by food, that if a food came into contact with a tuma, then it should become a rishon? Just like liquids. Rashi says, because liquids are more susceptible to tumah. The general rule is, by a oichel, it does not makabel tumah unless it has a hechsher, unless it came into contact with the liquid prior to coming into contact with the tumah. So therefore, it's not as susceptible to tumah, but liquids don't need a hechsher. They themselves are a liquid. So a liquid that comes into contact with tumah immediately, it becomes tumah deraisa. If it's an avatumah, that it came into contact with, becomes tumah deraisa. So liquids are much more susceptible to tumah. And therefore, they were very, very machmir to impress on the kohanim to be very vigilant and legabe the dinim of tumah by liquids. And they were geyser that even a sheni comes into contact with a liquid, it makes it a rishon. So the case that we're talking about over here is that a liquid came into contact with hands, which is a sheni, even in midrabanan is a sheni, it makes the liquid into a rishon. And the food that touches that is a sheni, it'll make the truma, it'll pass the truma. The next case is vakelim shenitmu b'mashkin, that kelim, utensils that came, were nitma with a mashka, with a liquid. So the kelim touch the liquid, the kelim now become a sheni, they touch the truma, they make it into a shlishi, they pass the truma. What type of liquid are we talking about that came into contact with? If it's a liquid from a zav who is tomei d'oraisa, is an avatuma, so a liquid, for instance, spit, saliva from the zav, and if that touched the liquid, that's the d'oraisa in it. That's a d'oraisa. That's not a d'rabbana. If the zav spits on some tor, he makes him tomei. Now the Gemara continues, Mashviyat Torah to Meisiloch, which Rashi mentions. This is really not negeya to what we're discussing. It's a separate din. The liquid of a zav, for instance, the saliva, it comes into contact with a person, it'll make the person tome. The person becomes tome. So that's an av, the person will become now a rishon. And a separate din is Mashviyat, if he's the person is, the saliva is in a container, it's in a cup, and he's carrying the cup, he's also tame masa, even though he's not touching it, it's tame masa, he's also tame, which is a separate din. But akolpanim, the ikar point over here is that we can't be talking about that it came into contact with the liquid of a zav, because then it would be a deraisa. Ela b'mashkim boy machma sheretz. What we're talking about is that the kli, the utensil, came into contact with a liquid that touched the sherets. Now, as we said before, the sherets touch a liquid, midarais, it's a rishon. But, min ha-taira, a rishon l'tuma is not matama kelim. Min ha-taira, a rishon l'tuma is not matama adam kelim. It's matama food, but not, it's matama liquids, but it's not matama kelim. So over here, we're talking about a mashka that came into contact with the sherets, where minat Torah, it would not be matama the kli. Midrabbanan, we are geyser, Yirches Gzeres, we were geyser, that it's metama the kli, and therefore the kli who touched the truma, it passed the truma. Why were they geyser the gzera? Gzera mishumashka the zav. Because they're geyser because if it touches any liquid, it might be confused with a secretion from the zav, a liquid of a zav, which is talmid deraisa. They were geyser on all liquids that are talmid, a liquid of a sheretz, any kind of tumah that the liquid touched, even if it touched a tumah which midaraisa would make it a rishon, they were geyser that a keli that touches it becomes tumah midarabbanan. Frank the Gemara of Yadayim, so we mentioned the gzera about hands, that stam yadayim are tumah, we treat it like a shein l'tumah. Frank the Gemara of Yadayim, tell me the Shammai v'Hil gozer, you tell me that's one of the Yurchez Dover, and it was part of the 18 gzeras of Shammai v'Hilel. So, yeah, you tell me that's one of the gzeras of that Yadayim, Talmidei Shammai v'Hilel, that's one of the gzeras of the Talmidim, of Beis Shammai and Beis Hilel. So how can that be? So Shammai v'Hilel gozer. It wasn't the Talmidim of Shammai v'Hilel. It wasn't Beis Shammai, it was Shammai v'Hilel themselves. The Tanya Yosi ben Yoezer Yisraeli Yosi ben Yochanan Yerushalayim Gozer Tumal Eretz Ham. So this is the list of what some of the gzeres they made. One is Tumas Eretz Hamim. If a person goes to Chutz Laaretz as a din of Tuma, or if the earth of Chutz Laaretz comes to Eretz Yisrael as a din of Tuma, why are they gzer Tuma? Because in Eretz Hamim in Chutz Laaretz, the goyim were not careful about where they buried the mesim, and in every area of land there might be a mess. There might be Tuma. So there were guys there generally in Chutz Laaretz has a din of Tumah. So if somebody goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, there were guys there that he has a din of a Tomei, Mez. That's one example about Klei Zechuchis. There were guys there on Kalim of glassware. Minatayra doesn't mention glass. So Minatayra, a utensil, a Kli that comes in of glass, made out of glass, comes in contact with Tumah, is not Tomei. There were guys there, we'll see why shortly in the Gemara, why there were guys there. There were guys there on glassware that's also Mekabel Tumah. Shimon ben Shantach Tikin Ksuva L'Isha. He was geyser, Misakin rather, a Ksuva for Nisha. Now, as Rashi explains, it doesn't mean he was geyser, he was Misakin rather, the Etzem Din of a Ksuva. The Ksuva was from beforehand, but he was geyser, he was Misakin, that a husband's, all his property are Achroi, are responsible, there's a lien on all of his property to ensure the payment of the Ksuva. Why was he Misakin that? He was Misakin it because previous to that, a person would designate a certain item of value to be a lien for the Ksuva. So it was all set in advance. The Ksuva was written in advance, of course, and the minig was that he would set aside a certain item of value to cover the expense of the Ksuva, the cost of the Ksuva. Now, if there would be some sort of argument, he'd get upset with his wife, he immediately would then impulsively give the ksuva, and here's the item, and divorce, without calming down or without thinking it through. So therefore, he was geyser that it's not one item that's achroi for the ksuva, it's all of the husband's property is achroi's responsible for the ksuva, and there's a lien on all of his property. Therefore, the minute was no longer that a person would set aside a specific item for the ksuva because there would be no point to it. All of his property is achroi for the ksuva. Therefore, he did not set aside a particular item for the ksuva, and therefore, he would not as impulsively divorce his wife because now, does he have the resources to pay for the ksuva? Does he not have the resources? He would not have the means to pay for the ksuva readily at hand, so therefore he would not impulsively divorce us. That's why he's misakin that takona for the ksuva. Also, the gozer tuma al kli matras. He was gozer tuma on a metal keli. More we'll discuss a little bit later. Bechira, that's the raisa. We'll see what this takona was. But to our point, shammai v'hil gozer tuma al yadayim. They were gozer tuma in our hands. So you see that Ta'gzera of the Yadayim was Shammai v'Hilel, not Talmidei Shammai v'Hilel. V'chiyitema Shammai v'Siyata v'Hilel v'Siyata. Maybe you'll say it means Shammai v'Hilel means together with their Talmidim. Ayvam Rav Yura Mar Shmuel Yurches Dover Gazer B'Yurches Nechlekem. These Yurches Dover, they were Gazer, they had a machlaikas, they argued on all of these 18 things. Shammai then overpower the Hillel, or Beis Shammai rather, the Talmid of Shammai, and they were Geizra on Yudches, 18 things. So this Takona of Yudches Davar were 18 Machlaikasim and 18 Gzera. But Hillel and Shammai themselves, they only argued in three places. The Talmidim argued in many places. But Shammai and Hillel themselves only in three places. So this could not have been part of the Yudches Davar, because there were Yud, that day they were nechleku on Yud on 18 enactments, and they were geizer Yudches Davar. It couldn't be Shammai and Hillel themselves that were part of it. Domar of Huna, begim lekamis nechleku v'suloi. Shammai and Hillel themselves only argued in three places, so they could not have been part of this gathering where they were geizer the Yudches Davar. The Chitim also in Gozer Litlos. Maybe you'll say, really, it happened in two stages. Initially, Hillel and Shammai were geizer, that the hands that touched the truma, not that it was a varai truma, it was a sofek truma. We treated it like a sofek truma. Now the thing is, if there's a varai truma, if truma came into contact with something which is certainly truma, you have to burn it. If truma itself, which is not tuma, cannot be burned. If it came into contact with a Safek Tuma, so the din is, you can't eat it, but you can't burn it either. It's litlis, so it's suspended. So perhaps you'll say that the original Takana, the first stage of the Takana, where Hillel and Shammai, they were Mesakeh and they were Geizer, treated as a Safek. It's only Midrabbanan, and the hands, treated as a Safek, don't burn it, just litlis. Then the second stage is the Talmidim, and this period of time with the Yudches Davar, in the Aliyah of Hananiah ben Chizkiah ben Goran, they were geyser even further, a second stage, to burn it, to treat it as a vanei tum and burn it. So maybe you'll say, v'chitim ha'asinu gozer litlis v'atlamid of gozer lisrei. Maybe you'll say that that's where that was the sequence of events. No, v'hamar ilfa yadayim tchilas gzeiros l'sreifa. The very first enactment was to burn it, to treat it as a vanei and burn it. Ela ha'asinu gozer v'loi kiblamina. There was talk of two stages. The first stage was Hillel and Shammai. They were geizer. They didn't argue on the point. They were geizer, but the populace were not makabalit. They didn't accept it, so it did not take root. Then Vaso Talmidayo gozer kiblu minayu, and then this later stage, the event that we're discussing over here in our Mishnah, this event was a later stage where the Talmidim came together, and they were geizer, and then it took hold, and the gzera, the makabal, that gzera.